This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rochester's home for live sports and the best sports talk anywhere. AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Rochester Red Wings General Manager Dan Mason, one of our regulars here in the sports bar, joining us now. Congratulations, Mace. What a great day for you, and what a great day for Rochester.
No doubt about it, Danger. Gino, thanks a lot for having me on today. It's the big day in the history of the Wings, that's for sure.
Yeah, just the fourth parent ever. Dan, what details can you share? How did this all come about?
Well, we were, basically, we were after last week when we were told by Minnesota that they were going to go elsewhere. We've just been in limbo waiting for Major League Baseball or another team to contact us. And they got a hold of Naomi and I this week and let us know that they were coming to Rochester. And I think they're as excited about this partnership as we are.
Dan, with so many different reports out there about other teams, other organizations, and I know that it's going to be some tough sledding for a lot of communities that are going to lose baseball teams, and that Major League Baseball kind of wants to kind of control the narrative and keep the story until it's completed. How did we get this news before Major League Baseball basically made the announcement themselves?
Well, Senator Schumer put a call into Commissioner Manfred, and we were told very late last night, that they were going to, that Senator Schumer's office was going to make an announcement. So that's how it transpired today. First thing this morning that they made that announcement, and, we were still kind of waiting for Major League Baseball to let us know that we were allowed to get the word out ourselves, so that's why it took us a little bit longer to get our formal statement out. But it's like I said before, it's a great day for our community and for baseball fans here in the Flower City for sure. It's been it's been a little nerve wracking here since last Tuesday when we talked to the Twins, and we're all going to sleep a lot better knowing who our parent club is, and that we're going to be a AAA franchise. So,
Dan, the Twins thing couldn't have caught you off guard, knowing that in May the Minneapolis Star Tribune reported that here was the drumbeat of St. Paul and everything else, and this was coming up. Did the Twins do right by you?
Yeah, I don't. We knew that this was a possibility, and we understand, and honestly, I think a lot of it is driven by Major League Baseball and the desire to get their affiliates lined up closer geographically with their parent clubs. And so it's baseball is going under a dramatic shift right now, in that Major League Baseball is going to be running all the minor leagues. And with that dramatic shift is this dramatic change in the landscape of what communities in our country and in Canada will still have a professional baseball team. So we're going to be one of 120 cities in the country with professional baseball. So, I think one of the reasons why we're still AAA and why we still have a team is because of the incredible fan support over the years and the incredible media support and, of course, the great corporate support that we've gotten from our corporate partners here in our town. And we've had professional ball here since 1877, and there's not many major league teams that can say that. And so we're, you know, I think our history, our very proud history, is something that, that definitely helped us out as Major League Baseball was trying to sort out who was going to go where.
And Dan, don't short your facility either. I mean, we were hearing rumors of Richmond, and Richmond, from what Gino tells me and from what we just heard from Byron Kerr, it's just not up to AAA standards. So whereas from a proximity standpoint, Richmond would make a lot of sense for a team like the Nationals, our facility at Frontier Field actually is a big, big crown jewel for that organization to be a part of as well.
No doubt. I think there's the facility had a lot to do with it. I think the travel, you know, when you play in our division, in our league, the travel is much, much easier than in the Pacific Coast League. You know, you're busing a lot of places, and specifically here in Rochester, we're one of the best locations for travel in probably all of AAA. You got Buffalo is an hour away, Syracuse is an hour away, Scranton and Lehigh are both, you know, about 4 hours away. Pawtucket is 6 hours away, which will be Worcester now. Toledo about 6 hours away, you know, Columbus about 6 hours away. So, you know, we're more of a busing league, with of course two cities really, really close. So there's, you know, if you play in the Pacific Coast League, you're flying pretty much everywhere and cross country. And I think for the Nationals, being able to be, here on the East Coast is a huge win for them. They were having players taking red eye flights from Fresno, and then being expected to play, you know, day games in some cases last year. So that you guys know what it feels like after you take a red-eye flight. You just don't feel great. And imagine trying to hit a 100-mile-an-hour fastball after taking a red-eye flight. It would be kind of rough, right? So I think for our fans also, it's a great thing to be able to drive. You know, now, you know, it's a tough drive to Minnesota, right, from here. But you can make a, you know, 7-hour drive to D.C., to watch guys that graduate from Rochester up to Washington. And you can watch them in some of the other major league, you know, National League East cities like New York and Philadelphia. Those aren't bad drives. So it'll be, you know, a great opportunity, a better opportunity for our fans to check out former Wings in the big leagues on a more, you know, frequent basis.
Yeah, Dan, you went through, we all remember when, you know, the Wings basically made the decision, hey, we're going to move on from the Orioles. Thank you, Orioles. And you made the choice and you hooked up with the Twins. This is a different circumstance. And you said that it was last week that you got word that the Nationals, did they kind of interview you? Did they come in? Did they want to know more about the facilities? How, what questions, if any? They didn't ask anything, huh?
No, they called Naomi and I and said, hey, guys, you know, we're coming. That was it. So it was just kind of I don't want to say a game of musical chairs, but, you know, we were a free agent and they were a free agent. And there wasn't probably a whole lot of options out there, you know, other teams that were available. At least on the East Coast, and so we were just matched up by Major League Baseball. So the process was way different this time around.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Dan. Dan Mason, GM of the Rochester Red Wings. There was concern, okay, that here you have Wichita kind of sitting out there, and you didn't know about if St. Paul and Sugar Land are getting promoted. And that's the thing that's going to be terrible. There's going to be two communities that are going to be out without AAA baseball. Were you concerned at any point that baseball be saying, you know what, we're dropping you to Double A?
Well, until, you know, we were told that we were going to be Triple A from the outset. But, you know, until, like I said before, baseball is changing dramatically. And until we got the call, it was, you know, it was nerve-wracking. And you know, we felt confident we were going to be Triple A. But until you get that phone call, it says, yeah, you're definitely going to be AAA, then you know, it's a little unnerving to be kind of out there as a free agent.
Well, I mean, talk about unnerving, Dan. I mean, everything that is going on, not just with the Rochester Red Wings, with all of us. I mean, we're going through,
right,
we're living through unprecedented times, I've heard. And, you know, you're going through all of this at the same time. You know, first of all, how are you and the staff and the crew and everybody that does such a great job there at Frontier Field doing through all of this? When can we look forward to hopefully seeing some action again at Frontier Field? And what has you the most excited about the news that you are going to be affiliated with the Washington Nationals moving forward?
Well, I think any time that you can become aligned with a major league partner that has won the World Series, as you know, a little over a year ago, that's pretty dang cool. You know, that's the ultimate prize in this game, right? And everybody's chasing that World Series ring. At the major league level, that's the ultimate prize. And so when you align yourself with a franchise that just is coming off winning the World Series, you know, that's pretty dang impressive. You know, you don't win. It's really, really hard to win a World Series. And it's not just because you have good players. It takes a lot of people behind the scenes pulling the right strings, not just your coaching staff or your training staff, and not just the people in the major leagues. It's people that work behind the scenes in the minor leagues and building the system. And of course, their baseball operations people in their front office. And their ownership, you know, their ownership has to buy in to what the baseball operations people are trying to accomplish. So, you know, when all those things are working in sync, you know, at the end of the year, you're hoisting that World Series trophy. And we're up, you know, we're one step below the major leagues for the Washington Nationals, who are World Series champs just, you know, in 2019. So it's pretty exciting. And we're looking forward to working with these guys for sure.
Dan Mason, general manager of the Rochester Red Wings, our guest. Dan, more question about the league, because we heard the report that the Marlins now are going to be hooked up with Jacksonville. Also, Jacksonville has a AAA team too, which that sounds like a little bit of a different taste of the International League. You mentioned Pawtucket and Worcester. We knew about that, but could we expect some sort of realignment when we do see baseball back at Frontier Field?
I think it's definitely a possibility. You know, again, we don't have a schedule yet for 2021. We don't know what our division is going to look like. We don't know what the league is going to look like. But certainly there's going to be some new franchises in AAA, some new cities in AAA. So how it all shakes out, we really don't know yet, to be honest with you. And again, it just goes back to the ever-changing landscape of minor league baseball right now. So we're still looking forward to seeing how our league is going to look, how our divisions are going to look. And obviously we're really looking forward to getting a schedule. You know, this is one more, you know, as you mentioned before, Danger, there's just so much uncertainty with all of our lives right now, but this is just one less piece of uncertainty, I guess, for the Rochester Red Wings, knowing that we're going to be affiliated with a great partner like the Washington Nationals. And that gets us really excited about the prospects for the 2021 season. And trust me, we cannot wait to open those gates for our fans and welcome people back to Frontier Field. And we don't know when it's going to be yet, but it's going to be quite a party when we can welcome people back for the first time in more than 20 months here.
Can we add a little bit of clarity to a couple of uncertainties? And these are the important things that people want to know, Dan. One,
all right,
will Plates Night be continuing? Will we still be the Plates? And also, will we get some merch, some new, you know, Nationals-themed merch? I mean, I think that there's a lot of people here, and Christmas is coming up. The holiday season is right around.
Yeah. Yeah, you may see something here in the next week or so, hopefully.
That's my guy.
That you'll want to get for in somebody's stocking or for Hanukkah or what have you. So we'll see. That we're contemplating some things as we speak. And then, of course, Thursdays are still going to be for the Plate, which
yes.
is Rochester, New York.
That's it. Dan Mason, our guest. Is this a two-year deal, Dan?
It is. You know, we're not sure the length of the deal yet. Again, this is one of those many things that minor league baseball and major league baseball are negotiating, is the length of the new terms of the agreements between affiliates. So we hope to find that out sometime here in the next month or so as well.
Well, it is exciting news. It charged, I think, a lot of Rochester sports fans when they saw it this morning, when they saw the Twitter feed kind of teasing what we had hoped would be the reality, that the Washington Nationals are now the new parent club for the Rochester Red Wings. Congrats again, Rochester Red Wings general manager Dan Mason, one of our regulars here in the sports bar. Thank you for giving us some time this afternoon, Dan, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Always my pleasure, guys. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and thanks again for all your support. We really appreciate it.
And Dan, Notre Dame, they're a title contender here. You can't get this is a pretty good. This might turn out pretty well for you in the end.
Well, let's hope so. I don't want to jinx them, Gino, but so far they're playing pretty well. And let's just hope that they keep it going. They got a tough game against the Tar Heels coming up the Friday after Thanksgiving, but if we take care of business against them and Wake Forest and Syracuse, then maybe we'll get another, have to play Clemson again, but, which will be a tough game.
Yeah, watch out we'll for Syracuse, that trap game. Wow. Don't watch out for that one.
Well, you speed never, bump. You know, I come from the old school of pregame hype, so you have to take everybody seriously.
You're the best, Mace. Thanks for the time.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
Red Wings general manager Dan Mason with a little bit more color on the new affiliation between the Rochester Red Wings and the Washington Nationals.
Yeah, this sounded like this was a sign. Are you surprised at all that there wasn't, hey, let's meet together, let's interview one another, or Washington was like, holy cow, we got to get out of Fresno. We know Rochester's good.
I think that's what it is. I think more than anything, it's that the Red Wings have shown over the course of history that they're a world-class organization. It's a minor league town and a minor league club that's run like a major league corporation. They know what they're doing. They don't drop the ball. You're not going to find anybody to say anything negative about the guy that we just had on the air or that organization that he runs.
Yeah, and let's compare it to Buffalo. And there's different circumstances there, but they've been with, okay, they were with the Mets, and they were with the Indians, now the Blue Jays. This is only the fourth parent, so that's also something that says, hey, this organization's so good that usually the major league team sticks around for not years, but for decades. For decades. And it was a good run for the Twins. And you understand the circumstances. I want to be upset and, you know, shame the Twins here, but they did what they thought was right for them. And I think them giving the Wings a little bit of a heads up, too, in advance. I mean, those rumors were going back to May, and it kind of got lost in the pandemic when we didn't have sports, but the fact that those rumors, those feelers were out for a long, long time, as we reported back in October, this was the scenario that came true this morning. I just feel bad that Dan had to read it because Chuck Schumer put out a press release this morning and wanted to take credit.
Well, the hardest part of all of this now, moving forward, the worst part of all of this now is the waiting. Because he's right. When those gates open, it's going to be a party. When you have that first baseball game, that first great day for baseball, and the gates open up after all of this, after everything we've been through, I don't know what it looks like, but I have a feeling it looks like a party.
How do we start out? How do we get back? I'm trying to envision what
all of that
be
is
like.
What remains to be seen in social distancing and who's vaccinated and who's not vaccinated and what protocols you're following, whether or not you're wearing a mask, and all that is fine. I don't care about any of that. I just want to go back to the ballpark.
Let me just say, like,
and watch baseball.
I can't wait to go to a game.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right.
And I'm a Met fan, and I'm like, okay, go Nationals.
That's going to be the hardest part, is how anxious we are to get back to watching baseball at Frontier Field with all of this great new news that we've gotten today. It's very exciting. And Naomi Silver will join us next hour. We'll talk more about this new affiliation with the Washington Nationals as well.
Mike writing in, ESPN Rochester way ahead of everyone else in the Rochester market on the Wings and Nationals partnership. Kerr was a great guest on the sports bar. Really got me excited. Dan Mason as well. Mike, thank you for listening. We appreciate the kind words.
All right, let's get to some news and notes from around the NFL. Week 11 gets underway tonight. We have a great matchup to talk about. NFL appetizers on the way. It's brought to you by Market View Liquor. With the holidays approaching, Market View Liquor can help anyone buy wine like an expert. See hundreds of wines at the all-new MarketViewLiquor.com. Description, rating, and price included. Choose Drizzly, home delivery, curbside pickup, or shop safe at Market View Liquor, Jefferson Road in Henrietta.
Yeah, we've got news about tonight's game. We also have news from the Niners, the Dolphins, and there's late-breaking news this afternoon about a running back that might be your running back two here that all of a sudden came up with a concussion. We don't know where this happened. We'll explain coming up.
That's all on the way next. NFL appetizers in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
ESPN Rochester is excited to introduce Radio.com Rewind. Radio.com Rewind. It's your way to check out and listen to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. If you missed it over the past 24 hours, on-demand audio of Rochester's only local sports talk show and afternoon drive. Download the Radio.com app and select and favorite ESPN Rochester. Maybe you missed a big interview, something funny, or just want to hear the entire show. Easy to navigate. Pause and rewind any length of segment you choose or take a listen to the entire show. It's the all-new Radio.com Rewind from ESPN Rochester. Download the Radio.com app now and rewind up to 24 hours so you can catch anything you might have missed on the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Listen the way you want, when you want. Only from AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.